We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jason Barsky Show.
There was a meeting last night. I couldn't make it. It's crazy. Little kids. Work schedule, excuses. But one man who was there, Frank Scavo, I saw your Facebook post. I know you were there. You were there last night. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, Jason. Thanks for your time today in covering this issue.
No problem.
Last night, and I'll set the table, nothing was guaranteed. When I first arrived, it was an overfull crowd. I couldn't get in. I had to sit out in the vestibule and watch a TV presentation of the meeting. But this was just the work session. At this point, Luzerne County Council did not have this motion on the agenda. So basically what happened, government worked for us last night in Luzerne County. And I want to compare and contrast that with Lackawanna County.
Okay.
Lackawanna County, you get an 11.5% property tax increase right off the bat, slap in the face. And Luzerne County last night, and that's why I think a county council is pretty important, not only did they table the $5 a car registration fee because they're not sure about where the funds are going and what the liquidity is of the funds coming from Harrisburg. They tabled that because they weren't sure. So that's one tax increase that we avoided.
Temporarily, at a minimum, right?
But it contrasts with Lackawanna County.
But
$27 million increase.
And I was going to say, with that, though, they at least said, look, we don't know enough. We need more information. And that's good. Rather than just rubber stamping it, moving it along. Gotcha.
So, right. So here we go. It's not on the agenda, but during the work session, they allowed us to speak. So the Luzerne County Council allowed many people to speak. We had senior citizens there. We had people from the Rain Tax Group there. We had a lot of people that were speaking to the council, and they listened. So like I said, nothing was guaranteed. This was not on the agenda. So after our plea and sound reasoning, and one of the reasons I gave the people, I said, look, you know, the issue is not rain coming off of a senior citizen's roof, a small home.
Mm-hmm.
How about in 1961, Jason? 1961. Now, there's been a lot of politicians in office since 1961. They drilled a 400-foot deep borehole in Old Forge that dumps 150 MGD. Now, that's not Miller Genuine Draft. That's million gallons per day, 150 million gallons a day of toxic refuse mine water that dumps into the Lackawanna River in Old Forge. So I want you to go with your family, your son, your daughter, show them what real pollution is. You could see in Old Forge where the river is teeming and full of life and fish, and then instantly it dies. It's crystal clear. There's no anything because the toxicity level of that river is 100%. And then that flows into the Susquehanna and the Chesapeake. Now, at 150 million gallons per day, where should government be focusing their efforts? You'll never, ever be able to clean that river on the backs of the property owners, because that's what they're doing. It's the property owner in the form of a property tax. It's $1 billion deal, remediation. We don't have that much value in our homes. The government will take that value and tax you out of your property when they should, after 1961, be fixing this. So Luzerne County Council listened to those type of arguments and please saying, it's not, we're not the problem. We're not dumping into the Susquehanna or the Lackawanna. And those people then went ahead and they opened the agenda and
I was going to say, as someone who's run meetings, I played with these, like the rules of order. I did this back in college.
Right.
It is really, usually the agenda is how people avoid dealing with things. If it's not on the agenda, they go, sorry, I can't do it. The fact that they listen, exactly. That's great. That's a great step.
And that's where compare and contrast Lackawanna versus Luzerne. They opened the agenda with a unanimous vote. So I saw things were heading in the right direction. And then as they began to vote on the different items, there was dissension. They weren't unanimous votes. There was contracts and pay raises that were split votes. But when it came to the rain tax, and I have to thank, I believe it's Harry Haas and Walter Griffith that are on that committee that do this. But I want to thank the whole Luzerne County Council and Chairman McGinley, because they conducted it in an orderly manner. They let everyone speak, and they opened the agenda. They put this on the agenda. And on the question is where the county council or any board member gets to speak. Mr. Robert Stee basically said, look, you know, his mother worked in the dress factories, International Ladies Garment Workers. And if this tax were around back then his parents wouldn't be able to keep their home. Yeah. Because remember, this tax started off very high. We went, spoke up, got it reduced by 60%, but it's still very high, and it's going to increase. So he said that his family most likely would not be able to keep their home because of this, and many seniors are there with fixed incomes. So when the vote came, it was unanimous. And the vote is to go ahead and allow exploration for an injunction. Now, that's key, because this is the break in the dam. They have now gone on record as saying, yes, we want to look at filing an injunction for the county. Now, granted that the townships and the boroughs, they're in a contract, they're in joint. That's a whole nother different fight. But to keep the county from paying this tax to the Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority, that is government working for us. Because, Jason, in the end, they collected $8 million this year, the WVSA.
And that's going to go back.
$2 million went for salaries. But has the quality of water in the Susquehanna or the Chesapeake Bay benefited, become better because of $8 million spent? And that's what I asked the county council last night. I said, look, before you spend these taxpayer dollars, what are you getting for it? Their bill is going to be about $120,000.
Frank?
They're looking for, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think anything they would put in place, to be fair, would probably take a little bit of time. However, that said, look, I have a bunch of follow-ups, but I can't think of anyone who'd have a better follow-up than the person who just called in on line three. Can we conference you in with them? Is that all right?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right, hang on. Frank Andrews, you're on the air.
I am. I'm coming back from doctor. Doctors are my life. But I am so absolutely excited. You know, we've been fighting this rain tax, Jason.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Brother Scavo is going to agree. We're now hitting it from a bunch of different sides. And we're getting so much attention. I mean, the Luzerne County Council, the papers can't ignore it now. It's been on TV. We've got the petition going to the White House, which I'm sitting here in isolation, and I'm contacting network news, and I'm contacting different newspapers. I'm telling you, people who are wondering if we're going to beat this thing, we are on a tidal wave right now. Do you agree, Frank?
Yeah, we're ground zero. And don't forget, everyone listening, This is not a spectator sport. You have to get involved. The name of the website to sign the petition for the White House, it takes you 2 minutes, is Taxpayer Power. One word, www.taxpayerpower. Log in. It's right there. Click on it. Get your friends and family. And this will go to the White House. There's also a link where you could print off the letter and send this to Donald Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale. So if instead of flooding Washington with 1,000 letters that may or may not be read, if we send them to Trump's campaign manager, he's going to say, look, what is this? Luzerne County, Wilkes-Barre, Sugar Notch, Dallas, Back Mountain, where is this place? Because he's going to get flooded with your letters, and he's going to say, President Trump, boy, this is a big issue up there.
Yeah.
And this is what it takes. Samuel Adams said, small fires of freedom lit constantly. And that's us.
Yeah, and you mentioned, real quick, for anyone who doesn't, can't remember that site that Frank just gave out. If you go to WILKNewsRadio.com, it's on the front page right there. It's a green, like, button-looking thing. Just says, end the rent tax, sign the petition. So you can get a link directly from there. So,
Jason, yes. Jason, one more thing I want to say, and then I'll let you go, because I just got a call to go back to the doctor. But I want people who have not jumped on the bandwagon here with the stormwater to understand that this is far bigger than just the rain tax. This is us speaking out against taxes that are unfair. And I'm telling you, when we win this one, there is no stopping us to see what we can challenge next. So people all over the WILK listening area need to jump on board, because we are beating this tax that is absolutely unfair.
Yeah. Before you go, Frank, I know you said that's Frank Andrews. You mentioned before, and I think it probably we need a little explanation for anyone who doesn't know. You said you're sitting there in isolation. This isn't some weird like therapy thing you're doing.
Yeah. My daughter, you know, who has cerebral palsy and a bunch of problems, contracted what's called RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, which is pretty nasty when you have a challenged immune system. And so we put her in the emergency room by ambulance on Sunday, and then they put her in isolation because it can be contagious. And so we were discharged last night, and I'm cleared. I'm no longer contagious, neither is she. But she's still congested, and she's got some issues. So we just had to go to the primary care, and he's, you know, checking her out, and we got a couple of prescriptions we got to fill. So I'll be back tomorrow screaming stormwater.
Well, like, I just want to make
God
sure that,
you,
that was clear. Frank, we'll talk hopefully tomorrow, okay?
Okay, God bless you guys. Bye.
Right. Bye, Frank. Yeah, that's, I just want to make sure that was clear.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just speaking to Frank and his daughter. Wow, talk about a guy that has a million things to do and is devoted to this. So hats off, prayers for his daughter. Just you know, we this is all volunteer. This is all people that work and retirees that, you know, we don't get a dime from this. But, you know, what I did say to Luzerne County Council last night was that we also have a petition going on Facebook that's got 3,500 signatures. And I told them to stand with the people that aren't here. Stand with the 3,500 people that have already signed up and said no. Because in the end, you know, Jason,
yeah,
they got the bill the first year. Now this is year two. And I think a lot of businessmen, because they're hit very hard, they have large parking lots, which once again, compare the Old Forge borehole, 150 million gallons a day. 150 yeah. million gallons a day, and somebody's parking lot, when it rains, they're going to tax them. Where's the problem?
Frank, make a prediction. What's the next big thing that happens?
Well, the next big thing is, listen, the petition, everybody as a result of this phone call has to share it on Facebook. It's on my page, Frank Scavo. It's on WLK's, WLK. Share that petition. Get everybody. It doesn't matter if you're in the state of Pennsylvania or not. This is it's in Illinois, it's in Arizona. This rain tax, the MS4, which President Obama put in place, needs to be rescinded nationwide. And it's not, like I said, it's not about pollution, because the Old Forge borehole is polluting, killing every single thing. When you drive down there with your family, Jason, you're going to see it. You'll be amazed. It's not water coming off somebody's roof or driveway. It's the pollution going into the rivers that needs to be stopped, not us paying for a project that's going to take $1 billion. We'll never be able to pay for it. So next steps, sign the petition, write the letter, and we're going to stay with Luzerne County Council. We're going to go to the borough's council meetings and ask, let's see your contract. Why can't Dallas area get out of it? Why can't Nanticoke get out of it? Because there's no date. We have to look at the contract. So there's a multi-pronged approach, but it's going to take a lot of effort. Go to the website, volunteer, send us an email, get on our committees. It's taxpayer power. People overwhelmed with excessive regulations.
Listen, I appreciate that. Thank you for the time, Frank. I know, thank you. I'm just looking at this text came in. OMG, the rain tax will never be appealed. Sorry. I'd say, well, I don't think you're talking to people who want to take no for an answer. You know?
For an answer. And yeah. Jason, you're right. We're going to make this government work for us, with you, with Frank Andrews, with everyone else. Listen, we can. Who said that they could make a law like the federal excise tax from the 1800s and keep that in place? It's when the people stand up and say, no, we're not doing this anymore. And you know what, Jason? That texter's right. If nobody, as a result of this call interview, does anything, then we're lost. And I just wasted another year of my life. But I don't think that. You know, I never give up, and I'm not a fan of wasting time. I want to drive the issues. And here's the thing Frank said. Here's the sad part. Huge issue in Luzerne County. The Scranton Times doesn't cover it. It's the next county over. It's a huge hot-button issue. There's hundreds of people show up meetings, and what does the Scranton Times do? They ignore it.
All right, we'll
remember that.
Now you called them out. Hey, thanks for taking the time.
Yes, I
appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Frank.
It's the Jason Barsky Show.
God bless America.
WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.